This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
NFL odds are out for Coach of the Year. And guess who's got the inside track for Coach of the Year right now? Dan the Man Campbell, plus 1,100 as the favorite to win Coach of the Year. Early on, Sean Payton is number two at plus 1,200. Matt Eberflus is tied with him at plus 1,200. D'Amico Ryans is plus 1,600. And Frank Reich is plus 1,600. I know some of you are going, well, where's Mike McDaniel? Whatever. None of that means anything to me. I'm not going to get mad because Mike McDaniel isn't in the top five of, you know, none of this means anything. It doesn't matter. You know, I just want Mike McDaniel to win. I don't care about any awards. The team awards is what we all care about. We're all dying to see the Dolphins accomplish things as a team, something that they haven't done a lot in decades. And last year they were able to get into the playoffs. Now you got to find a way to make some noise in the playoffs. I don't need you to win Coach of the Year. I need you to start winning games in the playoffs. You start doing that, the awards come from all the love that we're going to give Mike McDaniel. But I saw that and it was like, okay. And Dan Campbell's one of those guys, man. I'll tell you, he did a lot better than I ever expected him to do last year. You guys know it. If you listen to this show long enough, you know that while Dan is a very likable guy, I'm not really into the rah-rah coaches. And we'll see. This year will be a telling year for Dan Campbell, because if he can do it again this year and get a winning record and even get into the playoffs, then all of a sudden, you know, it's not a, oh, it's a 1 year off. You did the best you could, and now that's it. Everybody knows what you are, and you can't, now that they've countered, you can't answer. Okay? And that's always been my problem with the rah-rah coaches, is that I need the substance behind the rah-rah. And there's a lot of those rah-rah coaches. I've seen them before, the Mike Tices, the Ray Shermans. That shit doesn't last, man. It doesn't last. You gotta be able to teach players how to win, and they've got to know that you can teach them how to win. That's how you really win your team over. But anybody can have a good week, a good month, a good year. I always tell you that. And they had a good year for the Detroit Lions. That was a very good year last year. Now they've got to be better. And while you're being better, you're also establishing that you're not a fluke. And that's what Dan Campbell has to prove this year, that last year was not a fluke, that last year was part of what you're going to be from now on. And we're going to find out. We're going to find out if they can actually get it done. That's for damn sure.